Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Got Evan on the boards. Fancy Brian, he'll return on Monday. Monday's going to be a really big show. Valentine's Day, we are expanding to 3 hours. And I welcome back my good little buddy, Dominic. Dominic joining us the entirety of the 5 o'clock happy hour on Monday, Valentine's. So make a note of it, the 10th year anniversary of this fine radio product. But the lead today, the lead's Donald Trump. And I hate to lead with Donald Trump, but it's bad news for Trump. So maybe it'll be good news for us. Donald Trump's been, let's call it, hiding some documents. Took him down to Mar-a-Lago, bunch of boxes of documents. And why is that pertinent? Well, he was the president and he did have a legal obligation to preserve documents. And, you know, the fact they had to come and take him back from the former president, that's not such a good thing. Here's how thehill.com reports it. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday responded to recent reports about his handling of White House documents, claiming that the recent transfer of documents to the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, from his resort in Florida was no big deal. Now, is he the former president or, you know, is he Greenskeeper Carl from Caddyshack?
It's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly, Evan. There you go. Well done. In a statement, Trump said he arranged for the boxes containing letters, records, newspapers, magazines, and various articles to be transported to the National Archives after collaborative and respectful discussions. Has Trump ever had a respectful discussion? I mean, to the best of your knowledge, has he ever? I don't think so. So anyways, you know, he went kicking and screaming into compliance. Otherwise, why'd you take the documents, Trump? For safekeeping at Mar-a-Lago? The media's characterization of my relationship with NARA is fake news. It was exactly the opposite. It was a great honor to work with the NARA to help formally preserve the Trump legacy. See what he did there? The Trump legacy. It's about preserving the Trump legacy. That's a hell of a spin. The papers were given easily and without conflict and on a very friendly basis, which is different from the accounts being drawn up by the fake news media, Trump said today. In fact, it was viewed as routine and no big deal. In actuality, I've been told I was under no obligation to give this material based on various legal rulings that have been made over the years. Not really true at all. No, there are no legal rulings. Trump also pushed back against reports that documents were regularly found flushed down the toilet. Did you hear that reporting today? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Said, you know, no truth to that. In the presidential residence during his time in office, calling the claim categorically untrue and simply made up by a reporter in order to get publicity for a mostly fictitious book. Now, he's referencing Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. And Maggie Haberman's new book's not dropping until like October, tantalizingly right before the midterms. And, you know, it's supposed to be about the Trump years in the White House. But Maggie Haberman's got a long history with Donald Trump. She's been covering Trump all the way back to New York City days. And apparently, and some of the media reports out there say, this is the book that Trump fears most. And I mean, consider some of the prior books. Woodward, I mean, he had him on tape saying, you know, he knew that the coronavirus was a big deal. It was going to be a deadly thing. And he didn't really do much about it. But this book, this Haberman book, is the one he fears most because it might be mortifying. Anyways, the last one, the National Archives transferred more than 700 pages of presidential documents that Trump had sought to block the House Select Committee from investigating on the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. We knew about that, right? That's prior reporting. This newest reporting about the flushing of the documents. I mean, I want to remind those of you who don't pay attention to the politics in the same way we do. But do you remember back, way back in 2016, what was the claim at every turn? Where are Hillary's emails? Right? I mean, the guy won a campaign on where are Hillary's emails. Made a big deal out of it. Lock her up! We heard stuff like that from Michael Flynn and, of course, the former president during the campaign. Prior to him ever being the president, you know, the whole story, his lead was always Hillary's emails. And what was she accused of doing? Wiping them. You know, wiping the emails. Well, let's contrast that. I mean, Donald Trump is literally accused of flushing the evidence down the White House toilets. And I don't know if you know, but when you got like a 200-year-old residence, the plumbing might be a little dated. And when you flush the documents down the toilet at the White House, you clog the toilets. You break the toilets. And reportedly, he did this not once, but multiple times. So, you know, Trump complained about Hillary wiping the servers. I mean, Donald Trump was literally wiping his ass with documents, if not the U.S. Constitution. So, you know, it's all contrast here. Didn't want to go there, but felt like I had to. Owed it to you. What else? What else do I have here? The no big deal part. I find it quite interesting. I found other reporting out there. Apparently, former prosecutor Glenn Kirshner went on the MSNBC. And Kirshner talked about the fact, the evidence, the taking of the documents, is actually a felony. And could theoretically, now someone would have to prosecute. Yeah, we can't even get them to prosecute what is going on, you know, quite frankly, with the whole January 6th. But here's what's interesting about this debacle with the documents. It might prevent Donald Trump from running for president in 2024. Can you imagine that? That would be the crime that barred Trump from office, the flushing of documents? I mean, he's been accused of eating the documents, but, you know, these apparently undigested, the documents he's clogging the White House toilets with. But here is what was said. The Presidential Records Act may be the least of President Donald Trump's legal liabilities after the National Archives recovered official White House documents at Trump's Florida resort, a former federal prosecutor argues. Now, here's what he said, and the former prosecutor is Glenn Kirshner. The National Archives and Records Administration has asked the Justice Department, the DOJ, to examine Donald Trump's handling of White House records, sparking discussions among federal law enforcement officials about whether they should investigate the former president for a possible crime, according to two people familiar with the matter. The referral from the National Archives came amid recent revelations that officials recovered 15 boxes of materials from the former president's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida that were not handed back to the government, as they should have been, and that Trump had turned over other White House records that had been torn up. Archives officials suspected Trump had possibly violated laws concerning the handling of government documents, including those that might be considered classified. Classified. I'm going to stop there for just a second. Wasn't that Hillary Clinton's major crime? If all was to be believed about Hillary Clinton, she was wiping the servers of all the classified documents and mishandling governmental documents. Right? That was Hillary's biggest crime, as near as I could tell. That bad marriage to Bill, perhaps. But again, Donald Trump literally took documents from the White House after he was president. Hillary didn't actually win. That's when she was Secretary of State. You were the president, sir. During an appearance on MSNBC, former federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner said, the National Archives story is actually a danger zone for Trump in a couple of different ways. Even though the Presidential Records Act is largely toothless, seems like they all are largely toothless, there's a closely related federal statute, 18 U.S. Code 2071, which provides for criminal penalties for concealment, removal, or mutilation of federal records. I think that's well established. You know, when you're eating documents, when you're flushing documents, when you're tearing up documents that come back to the National Archives in a taped up fashion. Well, here's the interesting part. Not only is that a 3-year federal felony, but importantly, anybody who's convicted under that statute is prohibited from holding federal office. Could you see Trump being banned from holding any federal office because he was tearing up the documents, stealing the documents, flushing the documents down the toilet, if you will? Literally. Come back. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Thursday edition. We're leading with the toilet habits of the former president of the United States. It's no longer to send out tweets early in the morning. Now, it is the destruction of evidence. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open for you. Call us up, 844-967-2789. Who would not want to discuss the toilet habits of the former president? More Devils.
Can't let them see me with my pants down. Coasters magazine is gonna be my big chance. No, cause I'll be out of here in no time. No one's gonna blame me, I'll be feeling just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. Out to Coasters magazine and that'll have everyone away.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
There is no bathroom.
You're fired.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.